This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dean, Dylan and Venus.
It is Mad Wednesday and you are with Dylan and Dean, and we have a very special guest who is the Better Girl, and she's about to go on tour with, guess what, Dean?
What?
The Better Girl tour.
Oh my God.
It all makes sense. It all makes sense. Welcome to Joy, Diana and Aid.
Thank you very much.
We'll just let the fanfare happen and then you can... We'll just let it die down.
Oh, the audience just couldn't help themselves here in the studio, could they?
Oh, that's fantastic.
Now, you have been doing your tour. You're already on the road. You're already running around touring everywhere, performing. Are you not exhausted?
No, I'm actually energised from it. I'm really loving it. I'm just performing the new songs and seeing old fans and seeing new people that are too young to have ever heard I Go Off and are still like
what?
Jumping around enjoying it.
What do you mean too young?
No, but I think I'm halfway through the tour.
Yes.
And there's been a couple of fantastic shows. One for supporting the homeless up in Redcliffe, and one supporting motor neurone disease in Brisbane. So a couple of really nice charity sort of things along the way as well, which have helped to keep it kind of fresh and more rewarding than usual.
I mean, that must be really great. Yeah, it just gives it a different edge. I mean, just performing your own new music must be enough of a high for you, but you get to have so much more there.
Absolutely. And, you know, a couple of them were free shows and with other fantastic artists on the bill, even a couple of 90s acts, the Mavises and Scream Theatre and Custard even on one of the shows. So, that was a bit of a flashback to the 90s. But, it's been really good. The tour so far has been really refreshing and wonderful to get out there to some really beautiful venues as well, some venues I haven't played before, like the Caravan Music Club actually coming up.
Well, okay, I mean, speaking of venues, one of the things that blew my mind a little bit when I was looking at everything, because you have been going to all these different places with different opening acts, and, you know, it's been giving a very different feel, different spaces. While you have your usual set, it must be great to perform in different spaces, not just to different crowds, and really give your music that different energy.
It is, and it's really intimate and very... they're acoustic shows, just me and my guitarist, and so it's quite... friendly, quite inclusive, and quite it's a really authentic, organic kind of show, and it's hopefully a very inclusive kind of feel as well. Lots of my fans feel more like friends and family, not family, but definitely close friends.
It sounds nice. Very nice. Very, very,
that's
very
lovely.
Inclusive.
Yeah,
very,
yeah.
Very family friendly.
I mean, that must be awesome for a gig.
It's beautiful, and these venues are really, really small and intimate as well, which was, purposely done so that me and my guitarist, just acoustic and unplugged, can really get up close and intimate with the audience. And some of these new songs, like Better Girl and Into Your Heart, that I'm performing live, they are really personal and very... kind of lyrically based. So the closer that you can get and the more you can see my pained expressions, I think the better.
Oh, wow.
And you mentioned, Better Girl, which is the second single from your current album, My Queen. It took 7 years to write. Is that like an amazing process where you just like...
It takes Dylan longer to write an email, let's be honest.
Yeah, and they're less good. They sound...
You know... That's right. It does. It takes so long to write an email or a text, and you keep going back and deciding that word might offend and that word might be better and that word's saying it better than the other word. And I think as an artist and as a songwriter, that process can just keep on going. And, you know, you're either doubting yourself or you're rewriting something, or, you know, you're kind of trying to make something encapsulate what you're trying to say and what you're trying to feel, but it's so difficult that it just sometimes takes a really long time to say what you really want to say.
I mean, I guess it's all worth it then when you get to this point where you've got the song where you want it to be, or at least you're like, all right, I'm not touching it anymore. It's getting out there, it's getting released, and then you can bring it to performance like you are at the moment.
Absolutely. I had a lot of faith in the producer, Steve James, who's been producing for a really long time and done some fantastic records. And I put a fair bit of trust into his hands in that if I was still umming and ahhing, but I didn't know why, it wasn't like a certain thing that needed changing. And then if he said, no, it's perfect, it's time to move on, I would definitely trust him. And I think that was... it was a really good partnership coming together with Steve, and another reason why it took a while, because it was so enjoyable and so creatively inspiring that each song got reworked, bits got rewritten, even a few fresh new songs got written in the studio while I was recording the other songs. And I was just having such a good time, and seeing as how I was paying for it myself and it was in a studio close to home, I was like, you know, I should just take my time and just keep doing this until the cows come home, which in Mullumbimby, you know, they did come home eventually.
There's no crime in having a good time. No.
Absolutely not. Now, I mean, as you were saying before, a lot of people would know you from I'll Go Off, and that's the big rager that everyone knows. I mean, but that's from 1997. So what kind of sound is with your new album? And I mean, you were saying pain before with your songs in your concert. What kind of sound is it that you're bringing out?
Yeah, well, I guess I've learned a lot over the years, and I really love to put extra sounds behind the songs. And that's the main difference between that first album, which was mostly acoustic guitar and vocals, and all of my following albums, but particularly My Queen has some brilliant local players featured doing some incredible saxophone and some great drumming, some incredible guitaring and bass parts and whatnot. And, you know, I think that some of the high points are maybe a little bit more intense, and some of the gentler moments are maybe a bit more gentle. But in general, you know, I think that there's still a lot of protest songs on My Queen, and it's still saying some important issues, raising some important points, and kind of, you know, it's saying that there's a lot of pain that we all go through, whether it's heartache, losing somebody when they die, having bigotry against you, or transphobia or homophobia, or you know, any of that sort of stuff that we all deal with, inequality, unfairness, you know, the state of the world in general.
It's a bit crazy, isn't
there's
it?
There's still so much.
Yeah.
It's so, so crazy. And yeah, almost every song on the album talks about our need to really take control of our own destinies and be there for each other in the way that a real monarch would. You know, in the way that we wish our queen would. If we actually had a Queen of Australia, you know, wouldn't you hope that she would make sure that every child had equal opportunity for education, healthcare, safety, play, you know, a shelter over their head, you know?
It sounds like you're trying to run for Queen.
I know. You could, I think we've got someone who absolutely deserves to be the Queen of Australia right here. I'd vote for you already.
Well, you don't vote for a Queen.
Well, that's true. You don't. It's just done, isn't it? I mean, you're completely right, and it's so wonderful that you get to do it. You get to express yourself this way through song and get to share it all with us. And like you were saying, you are halfway through your tour, and of course, you know, this Friday, 18th of May, you're at Melbourne at the Caravan Music Club. And then it's not just that, you keep on going. 24th of May, you're in Newcastle, and then you go to Canberra. Oh, it just keeps on going.
And then a place called Sydney, which is fine. I suppose if you have to go there.
I'm so excited. And in Canberra, I get to meet up with my sister, Haya. I can't wait to see her. It's been a while. Up in Brisbane, I got to meet my namesake, a little 9-year-old that was named after me.
Oh,
so
wow.
Her name is Arnade with the H in it. that was pretty mind-blowing. And then Friday night, I'm actually playing with Roji Burgess, who's I haven't seen for a long time, but last time I shared a stage with her, we had an absolute beautiful, beautiful show. So I'm really looking forward to that as well. Yeah, and then another few shows up in New South Wales.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're not in New South Wales and you are in Victoria, then you should be heading this Friday to the Caravan Music Club to hear all of it. This station's normally full of Queen, so it's nice to have one, you know, calling in and giving us some musical joy. Thank you for joining us today on Mad Wednesday.
Oh, look, absolute pleasure. Thank you for having Mad Me.
Always a pleasure. Be sure to head to the Caravan Club or any of the places where she's performing and see Diana and Nade, the Better Girl Tour.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.